Will the members please vote to signify your presence?
The roll shows 20 members present.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Pastor Scott Williamson, Glacier Valley Baptist Church.
Let's bow. Well, Father, creator of the heavens and the earth, we thank you for the rich abundance that you have given to this state of Alaska. Father, we just sometimes are awestruck by what we see in our state, both coming on the land and in the seas, and we thank you for the abundance that comes forth from that. I thank you for these men and women who serve here as senators in this state. Father, they are part of the resources that you have given to this state, and I pray that you give them wisdom as they make decisions here for this state of Alaska. Father, as we think about the abundance that you have given to us, remind us that it is a treasure that we have to share with others. And so I pray for these men and women as they make decisions about the richness and vastness of the resources here in Alaska, that they will be reminded that each of us are stewards of what you give to us. And I pray that in the decisions they make, that it will be decisions that share that abundance with others across our great nation, and may people look and give thanks for what Alaska has and thanks for the sharing of it. And now, Father, I ask your blessings upon the proceedings of this day, and I pray these things in the name of Christ, through whom all things are created. Amen.
Senator French, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
French must be a no pause, so he's a pause. Will the Secretary please certify the journals?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 67th through 69th legislative days.
First, I move and ask unanimous consent the journals be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Hoffman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator Elton.
Thank you, Madam President. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce guest Page today. He's a senior, it's Ben Grammel. He's a senior at JDHS, Juno Douglas High School. He's planning on studying history at the University of, or Montana State. I'm from a University of Montana family. We kind of wish it were a University of Montana, but he's going to Montana State in Bozeman. And he's a baseball player. He's very interested in the model United Nations stuff. And the only baseball metaphor I can think of is baseball takes a bat, UN takes chin music, which is when the pitcher tosses at your head. So, if the body could help me welcome Ben, he's going to be with us the rest of the week.
Are there further guests to introduce? Messages from the governor?
I have no messages from the governor this morning, Madam President.
Messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Communications?
I have no communications this morning.
Reports to standing committees?
Reports dated March 22nd stating, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Labor and Commerce Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Commissioner, Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Clark Click Bishop. Commissioner, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Emil Naughty. Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy, Bruce Gabries, Rebecca Jensen. Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, Shirley Gifford. State Assessment Review Board, Don Marty McGee. Alaska Labor Relations Agency, Ken Peltier. Board of Marine Pilots, Joseph Miller, Michael J. O'Hara. Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, April Moore. Real Estate Commission, Brad Cole, F. Lee Sherman, David B. Summers. Regulatory Commission of Alaska, Kate Giard. Board of Veterinary Examiners, Martin Boozer, Dr. David Hunt. Workers' Compensation Appeals Commission, Stephen Hagedorn. Alaska Workers' Compensation Board, Mark Crutchfield, Gloria O'Neill, Janet Waldron, and William Bill Williams. This report does not reflect intent by any of the members to vote for or against any of these appointments during any future sessions. Signing the report, Senator Ellis, Chair, Senators Stevens, Davis, Hoffman, Lundy. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 105, Reimbursement for Municipal Debt, and recommended the adoption of the previous Transportation Committee substitute. Previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Hoffman, Stedman, co-chairs, Senators Elton, Thomas, Dyson, Huggins, signing no recommendation, Senator Olson. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Finance Committee considered House Bill Number 35, Extend Board of Midwives. previous fiscal note, signing due pass, Senators Hoffman, Stedman, co-chairs, Senators Elton, Thomas, Dyson, Huggins, signing no recommendation, Senator Olson. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees.
I have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills this morning for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
House Bill number 102 by Representatives Coghill, Dahlstrom, Ramros, Lynn, an act relating to vacating lanes or slowing down for certain vehicles stopped along the side of a road. The Transportation Committee considered the bill. Previous zero fiscal notes. Signing due pass, Senator Kukesh, Chair, Senators Wilkin, Cowdery. Signing no recommendation, Senator Olson. I have no amendments.
Madam President, I'm moving to ask unanimous consent that House Bill 102 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there discussion? Is there debate? Senator Huggins.
Madam President, thank you very much. I would encourage the members.
Just one moment. Thank you. Thank you.
House Bill number 102, an act relating to vacating lanes or slowing down for certain vehicles stopped along the side of a road.
Thank you, Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. I would encourage the members, when they think of House Bill 102, to think about safety. Safety, number one, just for the provision that it does provide safety, but for two groups of people, public safety officers, policemen kinds of people, and emergency responders along a highway corridor. In this case, it enhances safety, and that House Bill 102 compels drivers, if possible, in the existing safety and traffic conditions, to vacate the lane closest to the emergency. If that's not possible, to slow down. So both of those are good for Alaskans. If you're part of the accident or the emergency, you would appreciate that for your family or your friends. But equally important, for those people that are responders, that it creates a greater safety parameter for them. And it clarifies to the extent that if you and I are a driver or a passenger in the vehicle, that we know what the rules are. That is to vacate the lane, if possible, based on the number of lanes available. If not, to slow down. Very simple, straightforward, and it's about safety. Appreciate your support for House Bill 102.
Is there further debate? Senator French.
Thank you, Madam President. Just briefly, I was surprised when I saw the calendar today to see a measure from the other body on our floor today, and I was happy to see it advance from second reading to third. We do have some sense of urgency here, and it just seems like this bill, which is much like the vehicles which it seeks to control, it has caused other measures in the body to pull over to the side. It's zoomed past them. It's now here on the floor today for a final vote, and I'm going to be a yes. Thank you.
Very good. Is there further discussion, further debate? The question being, shall House Bill 102 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. If any senator fails to vote, the secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? The secretary will record them, and the secretary will tally the vote.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
And so House Bill 102 has passed the Senate.
Senate Bill number 97, an act relating to identification seals for certain articles created or crafted in the state by Alaska Native persons, relating to the Alaska State Council on the Arts and making certain identification seal violations unfair trade practices.
Senator Chairman.
Thank you, Madam President. I was initially surprised to see this bill scheduled for the floor, and when I looked at the content of the language, it left me wondering why it had not gone to the Judiciary Committee. I contacted the person over in our legal department that has worked on this legislation this morning and asked a simple question: what constitutional issues are present in this bill? And in her two-sentence response, she says equal protection, because under the bill, the person who makes an article entitled to sell to a sale seal must belong to a recognized Alaska tribe. There is an equal protection issue presented in this bill. And as a result, I'm left wondering why it didn't come to the Judiciary Committee to discuss those things. In addition, we know there's been a tussle back and forth with regard to recognizing any federally recognized tribes, or whether in fact there are federally recognized tribes in the state of Alaska. And it's been an ongoing debate in Congress, and it's been an issue in the state of Alaska that we've tried to be very careful and watch out for, that we don't somehow, through lack of attention, actually recognize tribes here in the state of Alaska in our state laws in a manner that gives them a separation from our state laws, a separate status in our state, maybe a separate status under our Constitution even. And in fact, the fact that we all have to live under the state Constitution has been the reason for doing that, being very, very mindful of separation between what Congress recognizes as tribes and what the state of Alaska recognizes as tribes. And I think that the way the language is presented in this bill, perhaps we go across that line. And in fact, sometime in the future, the action that we take today may be used in a manner that we have no thought or intent for it to be utilized. So I think that this matter really should have been looked into by the Judiciary Committee because of those concerns, and again, the very simple response from our own legal department that this bill has equal protection concerns. It will be the reason for my no vote today. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Rifties. Senate will come back to order. Thank you, Senator Terrio. We had some similar discussions among ourselves about the issue, and after reflection, we'll be sending House Senate Bill 97 back to Judiciary for a full hearing, and then we'll look forward to having it on the floor sometime in the future.
Citations honoring Lauren Lehman, honoring Corey Cogdell, honoring Donald and Alice McKee, honoring Craig High School Academic Decathlon Team, in memoriam, Francis Longley. In memoriam, Mahala Ashley Dickerson. In memoriam, Thomas W. Finley. In memoriam, Drayfin Delketti. In memoriam, Olga S. Carson. In memoriam, Stuart N. Rothman. In memoriam, Donald James Smith. In memoriam, Richard Reed Rodeker. In memoriam, Marjorie Ann Smith. In memoriam, Ellen Arlene Clements. In memoriam, Philip Jack Stoltz.
Members, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
There is objection. Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. I object just to be able to speak to two of these. The first one on our calendar today is for Lauren Lehman, who served our state in elective office for 18 years, most of that in this body. I've known Lauren since he was 15 years old. I met him at his dad's Setnet site down on the beach at Nikiski, and in my view, this is one of the finest Homo sapiens this state has ever produced. Lauren is, I think, the first citizen of Alaskan Native descent to serve in statewide office. He's done it with distinction. His ancestry goes back to Russian immigrants and an Alaskan Native woman from, I believe, from Kodiak area. They've lived here all his life and raised his exemplary children here. The years I served with Lauren here and previously, I saw the characteristics that made us all respect this man. His courage in taking on the tough issues, his grace in dealing with those who objected and disagreed with him, and his success in building relationships and sponsoring really good legislation. It's an example that I personally would strive to live up to. The second one is on our list here today is a delightful young citizen from my district, Corey Cogdell. She grew up in the area and lived through the tragic loss of her mother in 1996. And her father, who has his priorities straight, chose to take an early retirement and commit those years of his children's time at home to trying to be two parents. And his kids have turned out marvelously. Corey has distinguished herself by being a whale of a shot. She, this year, made it to the U.S. National Trap Shooting Team. It is an excellent position to represent our nation at the Pan American Games in this year. And the Olympic team in the near future. It's a delight to have people like this in the district, and it's a delight to see kids work through very tragic circumstances and with this kind of success. With that, I remove my objection.
Is there further objection? Without objection, the citations are approved. Senator French. Senator Elton, excuse me.
I wasn't offended. Hopefully the senator from Anchorage wasn't either. Madam President, I ask if we can go back up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Without objection, back to introduction of guests.
In the gallery behind is Mosa Morena, who is here in the Capitol building, will be in the Capitol building most of the day, fulfilling some of the requirements of a government class at Yakutsk School here in Juneau, Yakutsk High School here in Juneau. I'd also note that he is one of the beneficiaries of that special program that we have with Apple Computer that has put a bunch of computers in classrooms around the state. And it's the same program that the senator to my right from Fairbanks talked about on the floor last week. So if the body could welcome Morena.
Are there further guests for introduction? Second, there's consideration of the daily calendar. Okay. Unfinished business. Senator Wilkin.
Good morning, President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused, not subject to a call, for the following two absences. The first Tuesday, April 17th, afternoon plane time, to Wednesday, April 18th, evening plane time. And secondly, Sunday, April 22nd, morning plane time, to Tuesday, evening plane time, April 24th. And these are both for state business. Thank you.
Without objection. It's ordered. Is there further unfinished business? Senator McGuire.
Good morning, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused and not subject to a call of the chair from Wednesday, April 4th through Tuesday, April 10th for personal Easter break.
Okay. Without objection, so ordered. Senator
Kukesh. Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused and not subject to the call on April 2nd, evening plane time until April 3rd, evening plane time for state business.
Without objection, so ordered. Those are unfinished business. Announcements. Judge Ellis.
Good morning. The Senate Labor and Commerce Committee will meet tomorrow, March 27th, on our first public hearing on Senate Bill 116, Uniform Money Services Act.
March 27th. Further announcements. Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. As you know, Senate Resources has gone into operation without regards to hours, weekends, or holidays. And continuing with that, today we'll be meeting at 3:30 to continue the quest for get a gas pipeline for the state of Alaska.
Thank you. Further announcements. Special orders. Senator Stedman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed personal privilege of the floor to speak on emergency broadcast.
On emergency broadcast, Senator Stedman.
Back in the day when my mother was born in 1929, in the year all sporting events were listened to by radio around the state, and it was very nice. There was not a lot of interruptions, although it took us then, the residents of the state, sometimes weeks to travel into the interior, into the wilderness, to play sports. And as time rolled on and communications, and we've had technical changes and all this fancy high-grade stuff from jet airlines to television sets and so on and so forth, we fast forward into this year and the basketball tournament. And as everybody knows, Petersburg, for the first time since 1929, was crowned the Alaska basketball champion for their division, which I'm very, very proud of the team. Clearly, some people in the community have waited their entire lifetime for this, and you had to be around a long time. There was one other time in 1971 where the team lost by 1 point, and we know how disappointing it is to go that far, come that close, and then lose. So I'm sure the boys on Eielson's team were disappointed, but in this game there's got to be a winner and there's got to be a loser. But with all the technology advancements and everything else, we still have an issue. When we sat around and watched that game, clearly looking at the clock since 1929, we get down to the last 30 seconds and we have an emergency broadcast interruption on the television set.
That was almost too much for everybody to take. So I hope 78 years from now, when we have another championship, that we improve our technology just a little bit more. Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. Permission to speak on Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, Senator Dyson.
Yeah, a few weeks ago I commended to you the movie Amazing Grace that has been recently released, and this week it's playing out at Glacier Cinemas, and I would indeed commend it to you again. I saw it with some of my grandchildren a week ago in Anchorage, and I found it to be very well done, historically correct as far as I know, and it documents the horrendous fight in British Parliament over the abolishing of the slave trade. And the 20-year fight they had, they lost, they finally got it to the floor, and they lost a vote because the opposition who wanted to maintain the slave trade just because of the revenue sources for their commercial interests gave free tickets to a new play to many of the people who were supporters. They lost it by 2 or 3 votes. They were 13 years getting it back to the floor for a vote. And they were finally successful, and it started the movement in the West of abolishing the slave trade that finally spilled over and in the anti-slavery movements like precipitated our Civil War. Anyways, it's a great movie, and it was inspiring. Lots of insights to the political process, a lot of it all quite similar to ours. Those of you who are committed to not dealing with the tough issues, I wouldn't recommend it to you. But the other folks, I would commend it to you. Thank you.
Are there further special orders? Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Madam President. Moving to ask unanimous consent, I have the special privilege of the floor to speak on two things, messing with the Air Force, and the other is an invitation.
On messing with the Air Force and an invitation.
I just had this visual when the senator from Sitka, it got down to the last few minutes, and it was a tight game, Petersburg and the Eielson Air Force Base. And I could just see the Air Force launching a jammer up, and they've got ways to do those things, and they didn't want that signal to go through. So anyway, and President, I think, you know, we have all sorts of visitors and folks that dance on our head and say, where's your fiscal plan? And I say to those folks, you know, there's 61 of them in this building, and we deal with it every year, and that's part of the process. I've taken the liberty of putting at least my thoughts down in a legislation, and with the crush of other things happening, AGEA and other important things, I'm not sure when we'll be able to roll that out, but tomorrow I'd like to invite you and all of the members, colleagues, I'd be proud to have you for an hour in the Butrovich building just to look at Senate Bill 134. And if you're not able to attend, then maybe a staff person. I would just like to roll that out and let people talk about it. And there's others that are doing the same thing. And while we're pressed today with a lot of daunting issues, the issues that are before us next year, the year after, are going to call upon us to address this and address it seriously. So be privileged and honored to have you folks here and there, and I'll run this up a flagpole and either salute it or shoot at it, but I would certainly like to have your thoughts as we start this process that will be long and involved, and all of us will participate over the next few years. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there further special orders? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to speak on the special wise old man.
On the special wise old man, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. This morning, as I got ready to start doing my morning business, I started calling around the state and come to find out there was a holiday today. And I want to say that I couldn't figure out what holiday it was until I looked at the calendar and it was Seward's Day. Now, I was born on the Seward Peninsula. I still live on the Seward Peninsula. In fact, last weekend, I was headed for Seward with the distinguished senator to my left who represents that area. But as we look at this person that the day was named after, I just want to look at some of the, I guess, the wisdom, the genius, and the tenacity that this gentleman had. Back in the 1860s, there was an assassination attempt
that was successful. And that way, that day we lost our dear President Abraham Lincoln. But there were other two other assassination attempts that happened that day. One was on Vice President Johnson as well as William Seward. He was able to go ahead and survive that. And then he went on to prove the wisdom that he had and the genius to go ahead and purchase Alaska despite tremendous pressure to go ahead and despite tremendous pressure to do otherwise. Places called Seward's Icebox, Wall Russia. But this old man with a big hook nose was able to prevail and able to have us as part of the United States. And to that, we commend William Seward on Seward's Day.
Thank you, Senator. Are there further special orders? Oh, Senator Dyson. Another.
Yes. Permission to speak on the same subject?
On the same subject, Senator Dyson.
Yeah, I appreciate the senator from the Northwest reminding of this. Just the luck of the draw, my oldest daughter's first journalism job was in Auburn, New York, which is the ancestral home of William Seward, and his place was right across the street. And it's been in a family until it became a national museum, and I spent quite a bit of time visiting there. And the former speaker was right. They tried to assassinate him when he was in bed, recovering from an accident involving a horse-drawn carriage. And the assassin tried to kill him with a knife. And his nurse, happened to be a male nurse, fought the guy and was able to stop him from being killed that night. But he wore those scars the rest of his life. And he visited here in Juneau after the Alaska purchase and was awarded several interesting artifacts by local Native leaders here, Tlingit and Haida. And those are also preserved in that museum. And anyways, the town of Auburn maintains kind of a special feeling about Alaska. And when I've been there visiting, they were always glad to know that somebody from Alaska knew the history was there. But they recognized that one of their citizens played a huge part in our nation's history, and certainly the acquisition of Seward's Icebox, Seward's Folly, which has become the treasure house of North America. Thank you.
Are there further special orders? Senator Huggins.
Thank you, Madam President. Request unanimous consent to be able to speak on the thrill of victory.
On the thrill of victory, Senator Huggins.
Yes. As most of you know, and Madam President, March Madness is in effect now, and the NCAA piece of that has not been settled yet. We're at the Final Four. But in Anchorage this weekend, where all those families of athletes and fans, cheerleaders got together, there was a portion that was settled that affected Matsu Valley, and particularly your constituent schools, that being Wasilla. I might add my youngest son, Cody, played on the losing team in the final for the boys, but Wasilla boys are the state champions for this year in large school basketball. In addition, for the first time in a number of years, Wasilla girls also won, and they are the champions in large school girls. The girls played a local team here from Juneau, and I might add in that it wouldn't surprise me that from Juneau that we have both the male and female basketball athletes a year, because they have two stellar people. But I guess in the glee of how well this worked out for Wasilla, makes me proud to have some constituents that are playing there and have families that cheer for them. But on the other hand, it brings to mind to me how far this stretches out. I mean, I listened to Angoon playing, and I heard young people called Kukesh that play on that team, and I'm sure there are others about that are represented in their ancestry. But when I looked at some of the rosters in Wasilla and Colony and Palmer, I recognized a number of those names, and it's something that we should be proud of for this reason, that we've helped out with that in the past in funding for things like schools, where in Matsu Valley, every Saturday morning, starting the second week in January, kids from elementary school up to include some middle schoolers turn out to play basketball in the local youth basketball league. And a large, I would say almost 95 to 98% of the kids that played on these championship teams, be they winners or losers, in fact, played in those kind of programs. And at Matsu, they're very effective. Number one, because it gives the kids something to do, gets them doing it with their parents in some sort of sponsorship. But ultimately, they compete, there's a score kept, and they feel better about themselves. And if they continue on, they may play on the Wasilla basketball championship. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Huggins. Senator Elton.
Permission to speak on the same subject.
On the same subject, Senator Elton.
Madam President, I just rise to congratulate the Missoula girls team. I mean, it does give a whole... Congratulations to you, to your constituents. It was a great game, and you deserve to be proud of them, as I'm proud of my students.
Thank you. Are there further special orders? Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Wednesday, March 28th.
Senate is adjourned.